welcome to the Friday, May the 12th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 33rd episode of the 2022 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope that this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools and our community. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner. I would love to be there when he hears this because he is a gentleman full of energy, Jake DeWitt, who is a third grade teacher at Roby Elementary. Congratulations, Jake. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Make sure to send me a picture, and I know that you'll have it out on Twitter. Let's go right ahead and jump in. It's been another fantastic week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Most importantly is we have had a chance to celebrate our teachers both last week and this week, and I know many buildings have celebrated all of their staff during this National Teacher Appreciation Week. Last Saturday, we also had an opportunity to celebrate and highlight the arts in the MSD of Wayne Township with Arts Alive. There were displays and performances from schools across the district. It was an absolutely marvelous day and was great to be back in person in the halls of Ben Davis High School. Also last Saturday, it is ironic that this is our 33rd episode of Briefings with Butts because we did induct our 33rd member of the MSD of Wayne Township Memorial Wall. That's Dr. Harmon Baldwin. He was our first superintendent, was superintendent from 1962 until 1967. He was the first superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township and also brokered the deal for where Ben Davis High School, the Ninth Grade Center, Area 31, and Chapel Hill currently reside. He also created our first organized transportation system for school buses in bringing that under the control of the school board and not individual bus drivers who owned their own buses and ran their own routes. This past Monday, the school board also had the chance to recognize the accomplishments of several individuals, including two award winners from the Indiana Council for Exceptional Children. Congratulations to Ben Davis High School student Queen Dancy for winning the Yes I Can Award, and physical therapist Leanna Walsh, who won the Distinctive Service Award. Very excited for both those individuals and appreciate all that they're doing to highlight and to be celebrated by the Indiana Council for Exceptional Children. We also had several students recognized for their performance at the recent BPA, or Business Professionals of America, State Leadership Conference, and our DECA competition winners. The school board also approved the appointment of Jeremy Johnson. Congratulations, Mr. Johnson, the new assistant principal at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center. Also on Monday, super busy night for the MSD of Wayne Township, the Indianapolis City County Council was welcomed by the Ben Davis String Quartet, who were playing just outside of the meeting room as both counselors and visitors arrived to that meeting. And then during the meeting, our 4A state champion Ben Davis boys basketball team, the Ben Davis ROTC drill teams, and the state championship Chapelwood robotics team all were recognized by the City County Council. Thanks to our City County Councilors for making that recognition happen and for highlighting the excellence that is happening across the district in the MSD of Wayne Township. Earlier this week, we had our last community leaders meeting. It was a full house, absolutely wonderful to see. And boy, our culinary arts students did an amazing job preparing and serving the food. We got to hear from valedictorians from Ben Davis University High School and Ben Davis High School, both featured on a previous Briefings with Butts episode, Fauna Gazaw and Frisa Martinez, and Teachers of the Year Terry Howell from Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center, and Desiree Tyson both spoke at this meeting. Desiree is from Westlake Elementary School and happens to be our guest. We're going to introduce her in just a minute and get to hear from her today from Westlake Elementary School. We do, again, want to celebrate and congratulate our culinary arts students who prepared the food and served at community leaders, but also were guests at Rev Indy, a very exclusive event held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as a fundraiser. And so we appreciate them being highlighted and participating in that community event. Also celebrated this week, Stan Bench was named the Marion County Coaches of Girls Sports Association Basketball County Coach of the Year. Kristen Dawn from Ben Davis High School was named the 2023 Indiana German Teacher of the Year by the Indiana Chapter of the American Association of Teachers of German. Congratulations to Frau Dawn. And Ben Davis Giants Track is having an absolutely amazing season. Congratulations to the freshman Giant Trackman who kept up the Giant tradition of bringing home the 2023 Marion County Track Championship for the third year in a row. And then one of my favorite events this morning, we got to see our class of 2023, the Ben Davis High School and University High School graduates who went back to their elementary schools and their junior highs, got to walk the hallways in their gowns, and all of the students that were able to celebrate them and to see the big kids walking through the hallways and getting ready to graduate. Certainly an inspiration for all of our students, and it was wonderful for our teachers to see those students that they used to have in their classrooms, especially in our elementary schools. Speaking of which, I mentioned earlier our Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year, Desiree Tyson. She is our guest today. We've had so much fun celebrating her this week earlier with the Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association, visiting her classroom, going to the community leaders meeting and highlighting Desiree in front of that group of community leaders, and then, of course, today on our Briefings with Butts episode. Welcome, Desiree. We are so glad to have you.
Thank you.
So I know we talked about this earlier in front of our community leaders, but our audience for Briefings did not get to attend that event and did not get to hear this. So really want to dig a little bit deeper into some of the things we talked about, and want to start off with what inspired you to be a teacher?
I really wanted to make an impact. Initially, I thought I wanted to be a biomedical engineer.
Wow.
Because they make a lot of money, and yeah. I wanted to make money. But I realized that that wouldn't make my life feel fulfilling. And teaching is what I found in working with children, and I loved it. And I loved being able to see my impact with them. And that's what really inspired me to pursue a career in education.
Wow. And do I remember, is this your 16th or 17th year in education?
This is my 18th
year. 18th year. 18
years. This is my 16th year here at Westlake.
Wow. And so talk about, have you always been in the same grade here at Westlake?
Almost always, yes.
Okay. And you're currently in first grade. We had a chance to visit your classroom and saw lots of great students. You talked a little bit about your class of students to the community leaders. So you want to share a little bit about the students who are in your classroom?
Yes. I am blessed to have a diverse group of students in my class, both ethnically and even with their abilities. I have students who are exceptional learners. They need accommodations. They need things presented to them in different ways. I have students who are excelling, and they need enrichment opportunities. So I'm blessed to be able to teach from, you know, students that really need that extra assistance mm-hmm. to those students that need that extra push to continue them to continue on to greatness.
Yeah. So I had a conversation just earlier this week with some elementary teachers, and there was this big debate on primary grades or upper elementary grades, and everybody has their preference. So why first grade?
First grade for me is where I see the most impact. I feel like that when they come to me, they're kind of like kindergartners plus a little. Mm-hmm. And they are beginning to be readers and understand what school looks like and what their role is in school. And I get the opportunity to guide them along the way. And as we move throughout the year, I can see that growth. Mm. Like, it's almost tangible. I can see it. I can feel it from where they started to where they end at second graders, where they're reading, they're writing, they're mathematicians. They're doing a great job expressing themselves. And I feel like that huge amount of growth is where I want to be. I love being able to see it happen.
Wow. We talked earlier this week about kindergarten, and we know in the state of Indiana, kindergarten is not required. And you mentioned that you can see a noticeable difference with students who have and have not attended kindergarten. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Indeed. I've noticed that those students who have not attended kindergarten, they aren't afforded the opportunity to learn how to do school mm-hmm. before they enter into a first grade classroom. When students get to first grade, our expectations are we've got some basic literacy skills. We're beginning to read and write. And for those students that haven't been in kindergarten, they don't have that. And so as a first grade teacher, it means that they're already at a deficit. And for some students, it's hard for them because they see where other students are and they get a little defeated. Whereas those students that have had the opportunity to do kindergarten, they've learned how to do school. They've gotten a good foundation with those basic skills. They're ready to build on that. So when they get to first grade, they're ready to rock and roll. And we're able to make huge gains.
You talk about the expectations that we have for first graders, and they've increased dramatically over the years. So we think about all the conversation right now happening at the state level with science of reading and the pressure that you must feel preparing students to be able to pass that iRead 3 test. Although it's a couple years off, the foundation that they're learning in your classroom is critical to the what will be built upon in second grade and then in third grade. So talk about just for the audience who may not have had first graders for a while or may not know a whole lot about that, what is our expectation for our students from a literacy standpoint when they leave your grade level, first grade, and head to second grade?
So first grade is the grade that they actually are to gain the most levels of reading from. You know, we start at A and we go all the way to Z. So beginning of year, first grade expectation is D.
Okay.
The end of first grade expectation is J, K.
Wow.
There is no other grade level that the expectation is that they have to make that much growth. And for a student that, you know, comes in at a D and they're prepared, they have that foundation, we can easily make it to a J or a K by doing the things that we do every day, our Hegarty, our Blevins, doing that phonics and phonemic instruction, guided reading, we can get them there. For those students that, again, if they come in, those ones that didn't go to kindergarten, they're not reading at a D. They're reading at maybe an A, or maybe they just have reading behaviors where they're just learning that this is the way that a book is orientated. This is how I turn the pages. This is how we track from left to right. Getting from an A to a J or a K is monumental. And so it makes our job really hard. It's why, again, I feel like first grade is so important.
Yeah. Our audience can't see me smiling, but I think about how cyclical the conversations are about how to best teach reading. And you think about 20 years ago and everything that's happened throughout that 20 years, and we talk about education constantly kind of reinventing what it reoccurring, things that have happened. And just having a conversation earlier this week, a couple days ago, with Assistant Superintendent Judy Stegman, and talking about some of the textbook adoption changes that are coming with the new legislation. And we're back to a canned type of curriculum, about back to having materials that are actually adopted and lists that are provided to us by the Department of Education, and losing some of that autonomy that local school districts have had, and really probably setting us back quite a few years with what we've been able to do. And we potentially could be an equity issue. It's an access and equity issue. So anyway, that's my soapbox. I didn't mean to go down that, but let's jump ahead. And I want to switch topics to Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
So we had the celebration a couple weeks ago at the Ben Davis High School Little Theater. You are in the fourth group that was celebrated, and you got to hear that you were announced and chosen by the Blue Ribbon panel from Butler University as the Elementary Teacher of the Year. What went through your mind? What emotions did you have?
I wanted to cry. I was overcome with emotion, but I didn't cry because I knew that pictures were coming and I didn't want to take ugly pictures. So that's what kept me from crying. But I was overwhelmed with emotion because this year has been such a challenge for me.
Yeah.
It has been a challenge. And to, one, be chosen by my colleagues as Westlake Teacher of the Year.
Yeah.
was huge for me. And then on top of that, to be chosen by a group of independent people who don't know me, but just saw my portfolio and the letters that were written about me, it just made me feel like, yes, sometimes the days can be challenging, but it is absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it.
So you were celebrated here at Westlake when you were announced as the Westlake Teacher of the Year. Of course, you get named the Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year. What was the reaction when you got back the next day by your colleagues here in the building?
So everybody was saying congratulations. I had multiple people just stopping by my classroom, telling my boys and girls, hey, your teacher is the best teacher in the district. And by the end of the day, they were like, yeah, we know.
Thinking about, because obviously people look up to you and people are wanting, I believe our teachers, I know that our teachers here in Wayne Township want to be the very best that they can be. What advice do you give to them as Teacher of the Year? What advice do you give to them about being the best teacher that they can be and maybe having aspirations to be recognized in the same way you are?
I think the biggest thing is to realize and keep in remembrance why you do what you do. There were many times, again, throughout this year where I had to speak to myself and say, it's not about you, because it isn't. Mm-hmm. I come every day, I do what I do because I want to see my students succeed. I want them to be the best that they can be. And I think that keeping that at the forefront is what makes great teachers great.
We know that you are amazing in the classroom. We know that you pour your heart and soul into your students and into what you do. We also know summer's coming up. And when you're not teaching, what do you like to do?
I spend my warm months gardening. It's my favorite thing to do. I started off small with some tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I've now grown my garden. I've got tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, peppers, jalapenos. I have strawberries.
Wow.
Last year was the first year that I pickled my cucumbers.
Yep.
And now I have requests for this year. So I'm going to try to make my pickles even better than they were last year.
Wow. Reminds me of my childhood. My mother used to make sweet butter chips. And it was quite a process, and we got to participate with her and all the ball jars around the kitchen and all of the things that went into that. And probably similar to you, probably my mother gave more away than we were able to use because there were so many of those. But just an amazing gift and certainly from the heart.
Yes. It's a good way to just kind of forget about all of my worries. Mm-hmm. When I'm in my garden, especially when I'm canning, because it requires all of my focus, then I don't get to worry about, you know, anything else. I just get to focus on the task at hand.
The plants don't talk back.
They don't, thankfully.
One question we like to ask our guests, kind of our parting question, where is your favorite place on earth?
I think my favorite place on earth would be with my husband and my children.
Oh, that is a great segue. First of all, congratulations.
Thank
we want
you.
To thank you for being our guest. Desiree Tyson, the Elementary Teacher of the Year for the MSD of Wayne Township here at Westlake. I say it's a great segue because this Sunday is the day that we get to celebrate mothers. And as I often say on Twitter, we would not have jobs if it were not for our mothers. They provide us with the students that are in our classrooms. And so we just want to celebrate all of our Wayne Township moms, whether it be an opportunity to spend time with family or maybe at a distance. I know my mother will be getting a phone call from me down in Florida. Matter of fact, she's going to be listening to this. And so, Mom, I'll be calling you on Sunday because I know that you'll listen to this on Friday. So wish a happy Mother's Day to all of our moms on the 14th. But before that, we're going to remind everybody that on the 13th, which is tomorrow, ROTC Awards Ceremony, Ben Davis High School. Then on Monday, the Ben Davis Band-O-Rama will happen from 6:30 to 8:30. Almost forgot that also tomorrow, We do have our choir spectacular. It's also senior night for our choir members, so congratulations to them as they perform their last concert as a Ben Davis High School student. And then on Tuesday, our district-wide unified games at Ben Davis High School at the stadium around the track. Always a fun event, and we will have the two-seater IndyCar, which is always fun to have for our opening ceremonies. And then on Wednesday, May 17th, the International Festival is back at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center, a great opportunity to experience all things international for that represent our students, represent our families, represent our community, food and arts and games. And so make sure to get out to Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center this Wednesday, 4:30 to 8:30. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week to hear the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all of our moms out there who are listening. Thank you for listening.